This video has been a long time in coming. Can children go to purgatory? You better believe it. You need to hear this from Maria Sima herself. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Anything, anyone who is not completely purified cannot enter heaven, no matter what. And this does not discriminate based on age or whatever you are. Everyone who enters heaven must be absolutely pure. Let's hear what she has to say. Do children also go to purgatory? Yes, even children, even preschool children may go to purgatory. As soon as a child knows that something isn't right to do and yet does it, it contracts guilt. Of course, such children haven't a long or severe purgatory because full knowledge is lacking. However, by no means say that a child doesn't understand yet. A child understands more than we think. They have a much more delicate conscience than an adult. What is the fate of unbaptized children? These children too have a heaven. She speaks of a type of limbo. They are happy but do not enjoy the beatific vision. However, they know so little about this that they think they have the most wonderful state that there is. And in some other places from different mystics, and I made a video about this, we can pray for these unbaptized children in limbo to be delivered immediately, and Jesus wills this, but we have to participate. Now, there's some more advice to parents and some other things to consider that Maria Sima has to say. People ask me also what kind of schools I attended that I can give such talks. I had only 8 years of grammar school, but through my relations with the poor souls, I have learned much. They also brought about a change in me. Moreover, I have great confidence in the Holy Spirit. Not before we really confidently invoke the Holy Spirit shall we experience how powerful His help is. Mark that one and file that one away. Also, how very important is His assistance in the field of education. Therefore, I could not advise parents and educators enough to ask the Holy Spirit for enlightenment. If the Holy Spirit is the one who will teach us and lead us to all things, it makes complete logical sense that He's the one that we should turn to above all. In education, when trying to learn, especially when trying to move and convert our children's hearts and minds to love learning above all the faith. The last advice that she gives. These are some general instructions, but specifically she begins to get into advice for parents. The poor souls are very much concerned about us human beings and the kingdom of God. We can conclude this from certain instructions they gave Maria Sima. Here follows some of those she had noted. One should not complain about today's evil times. Remember that one. Parents cannot render a child a worse service than by complying to its every wish and giving it whatever it wants, if only it is satisfied and doesn't scream. In this way, haughtiness is planted in the child's heart. One should tell parents that they, in the first place, are to be blamed for this. The child comes to school and cannot even pray the Our Father, yes, cannot even make the sign of the cross. Often the child knows nothing of the good God. The parents excuse themselves for this by saying that such instructions are the task of the catechists and other teachers of religion. When religious instructions do not begin already with the small child, in later years, religion will not be grounded. What is the reason for today's religious indifference? This moral decadence. It is because children have not learned to deny themselves. This results in today's discontented persons who know nothing of restraint, who want to experience everything and enjoy every comfort. Therefore, there is so much illicit sexuality, contraception, and abortion. These unborn children cry to heaven for vengeance. That needs to be read again. These unborn children, presumably that are aborted, cry to heaven for vengeance. And I think we shall see that vengeance fulfilled in our times. In many places, they outnumber the newly born children. Laws against abortion must become more strict, relevant to right now, more strict, as even 14-year-old girls are guilty. Every physician who, when examining, detects an abortion is obliged to notify the competent authority. Otherwise, he burdens himself with an awful responsibility. One who hasn't already learned as a child to deny himself will become selfish, uncharitable, and domineering. That's why there is so much hatred and uncharitableness in the world. If we yearn for better times, we must first give a better upbringing to the children. Now, I believe many of you, many of us are working hard against this, that we are raising our children better. Many of you are already doing that. We need to encourage all parents. This simple idea, self-denial, for us to understand its beauty, for us to convince people of how amazing it is, for us to convince people, even from a secular perspective, that self-denial brings you so many things. It helps you think more clearly. It helps you waste less. It helps you be more successful in the endeavors that you have. It helps you achieve goals that you otherwise could not. It makes you a more admirable person. And then it opens up the field to the faith that the idea of taking up your cross is easy because you've learned self-denial from a young age. Practice this. Ask the holy souls to grant you this grace, to love suffering, to never see it as a burden, but rather as a privilege. It is a privilege to suffer for God. This is the one privilege that the angels envy us for. Not this or not that, but this one particular thing that we can suffer for Jesus Christ. My friends, ask the Holy Spirit, as Maria Sima has advised us, to give you wisdom in raising your child. It is difficult. It is oh so difficult. Some president said it is easier to be president than to be a parent. But if we were good parents, we can completely change this world. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.